Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules. Welcome to Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast, the longest running podcast about Vanderpump Rules out there. Please join your hosts, Holly and Sarah, as they deep dive everything Vanderpump Rules.
Hi everybody, it's Holly Borquez here. And I just wanted to do a little intro to this episode. Sarah and I from Vanderpump Rules Party Podcast recorded this episode on our first day in New York in our hotel room. And we had originally released this on our Patreon because I forgot all of our recording equipment to release to our regular podcast. So that was my fault. So we want to release that here now. And we will be recording more updates. We have so many things to tell you guys. Also, happy Tuesday. Happy Vanderpump Rules night. Can't wait for tonight's episode. Again, so many things to tell you guys. We probably have, I would say, 3 episodes to record for you. So those will be coming soon. But we hope you enjoy this. A little background to get into this episode. I have never been to New York. Sarah has been to New York. So if I'm coming off a little touristy, that's why. Now I feel like I'm such a New York girl because I've been there. And I have so much more to tell you, like the bucket list and my notes. Like, and there's so many funny stories that happened. So again, this is the first episode that we recorded on the first night. And we will record more coming. Thank you so much for your support and enjoy the episode.
Welcome, everyone. I'm taking over the role of Holly Borquez today.
And I'm Sarah C.
Just switching it up. I thought, hey, I've never said welcome, everyone.
Yeah.
We are coming to you from a headset wrapped around a recycling garbage can in a hotel room looking at Times Square, where the ball is dropped.
Let's take a selfie for our trip. Yay! Yeah, so I'm going to yell into it, Sarah's going to yell into it, and hopefully, I mean, you guys want to hear from us from New York, so we're going to give it to you, and I effed up and didn't bring the microphone, so.
And I have a microphone that we could both speak into, but since she said she was bringing the microphones, because it's kind of heavy.
Yeah.
And it gets dinged around in my backpack when I shove everything in there, so I'm like, no. So, but I do have my headset, so if it sounds weird, this is just on the road, you know?
Yeah.
So we want to give you a mid-trip, first day in update, and then we want to read aloud the Peter interview because it was quite fun, quite entertaining.
Yes, and I was going to say, well, we better like fully intro this episode, but I feel like, well, we better because I think we're going to play this on all platforms eventually. So I am Holly, this is Sarah, and we have traveled from California to New York to embark on a trip to see Ariana on Broadway.
And we did just go to the theater now to stand outside, to say hello, take a picture. We got there early. We were not at the show tonight. We're going tomorrow. But we thought, oh, let's just pretend we were at the show tonight. But we got the time tonight was 8 p.m., whereas tomorrow at 7 p.m. So we were there like 2 hours early, and we would have had to stand there in the cold and the rain for 2 hours, and we said, fuck it. However, the other bummer about it is Jerry is in town, and he's right by us. He took a picture right outside our hotel, so we wanted to see if he emerged from the theater so we could be like, hi, Jerry. We would have tagged you in our post, but we're blocked.
He had to be there, and I deeply regret that we walked away tonight just because of that, but otherwise, I feel like I just want to, like, take a shower, get in my pajamas, and, like, get a good night's sleep.
Well, we flew a red eye, so neither of us have slept, except for we got to our hotel at, like, 7 or 8 in the morning. We went and did a whole bunch of stuff. So from, like, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., I woke myself up, making weird noises, and I was like, okay, I'm breathing like an old person or something. I was like, I'm like, okay, this is awkward. So I think I took like an hour nap on and off, but I kept thinking it was like five because we had Seinfeld on, and I kept hearing, I know the sound when it's a new episode about to start.
Oh, yeah.
And I thought, I swear, I'm like, oh my God, I've heard like seven intros. It must be like 5:30, shit. So I was pleasantly surprised it was only 2 p.m.
Yeah, that's good.
So we have not slept, and we went out and did the thing and saw everything, and then, what was the point?
We're just talking about our trip, kind of. Well, can we just, like, let's break it down. So we got in this morning. I took my, I've been in a taxi before, obviously, but, like, not here.
In a New York taxi.
Yeah, and it was an experience.
Very seasickiness.
Yeah, I couldn't see out, and I don't like that. I like to be able to see out. So anyways, we got here. The most amazing thing happened that we were able to check into our hotel as soon as we got here, because I was worried that we'd have to check our bags, like, behind the desk and then
walk around. And what's open at 8 a.m.? And it was raining, and so, like, I had to open the window on the taxi because he was making me so sick. And I could see him looking at me like, why is she opening the window?
I know. I thought he was going to say something.
Because the rain was coming in. But I'm like, look, do you want puke in your
or
car
rain.
Or rain?
Yeah, I knew that was coming.
Yeah, he was frightening. But they usually are.
The weather has steadfastly rained the entire day. But good news is it just stopped. Or it was still sprinkling when we were just out there. But tomorrow it's supposed to be a high of 63, and the New Yorkers here are just so excited. They say spring is coming, and they're going to be out in full force tomorrow. So I can't wait.
Yeah, we went to Rockefeller Plaza, and there were zero ice skaters, just the Bulgoni or Zoo. What is it? Zoo. Zoo Googly or Zoo.
It sounds like that ice cream that like you that
Zulato. And then
Zamboni.
Yeah. So then we're going to go to the top of the rock, and I'm like, you're just, your basic ticket. And they're like, actually, I mean, you can go up, but here's the visibility. And they show us this picture, and it looks like
a cloud.
One gray cloud, like in what the sky looks like when you're in an airplane in a gray, cloudy day. We're like, oh.
Honestly, like if I was like a millionaire, I might have just done it because it would have been funny. It's like my day in my
and then we go on the boat, and like the Statue of Liberty boat is like, oh, you can't see the Statue of Liberty, but it's over there.
And we saw some girls that came back on the boat. They're like, it was choppy.
Yeah, they're like, it was, you know, it wasn't too bad. It was real rocky though. I'm like, rocky is not good.
Not for C6 era.
Oh, they said it was rocking side to side quite a bit. I'm like, that wrong answer. We're not going today.
Sarah and Chad share that. The Sarah was the first person I texted when Chad got sick on Ronnie's daddy-daughter fishing trip.
I was going to say, it wasn't the Newport Lights Harbor Cruise that goes 1 mile an hour? The Duffy boat?
Oh, my God.
Wait, we were on a cruise.
Yeah.
But it, like, went 1 mile an hour.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got here, got checked in.
Okay, I made a list.
Our room literally overlooks Times Square, where the ball drops. We can see the stage, we can see the steps, the platforms, all of it. That's pretty insane. And then, so we got up and went out immediately. We got a free breakfast.
Which was really freaking good. I really enjoyed that. I never get to sit down and, like, eat unbothered, so that was, like, very pleasant.
Yeah.
I am feeling like, okay, as we were walking back right now from missing producer Jerry, I was thinking, because Sarah was like, what do you want, like, do you want to go get something to eat right now, or, like, do you want to go back to the hotel, do you want to wait around, and I was like, shit, like, there's so many things left that I have to eat that I was feeling overwhelmed, and I was like, wait, not only do I have Sunday, I can eat on Monday, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, tomorrow, it's like, I'm going to have a bagel. I'm going to have brunch. I'm going to have a hot dog. I'm going to have...
Wait, are you going to have a beagle?
A beagle.
A bagel.
Yeah.
Beagle.
I want a beagle.
Bagel. No. You want a Minnesota bagel. We're going to brunch at Tavern on the Green in Central Park, so we'll knock that out. Hopefully you'll see the rats there. Holly has not seen a rat yet.
Okay, but if you guys check out our Instagram. I did see the steam coming out of the pothole. It was amazing and warm. The air was, like, the steam was, like, freaking warm.
Did you hit the little thing to share to Facebook, too?
No, I don't think anything. I was just looking. Our Instagrams need to go to Facebook. Everything needs to go to.
But, yeah, now I notice you can just hit the little arrow.
Oh, yeah.
And
can you
share to Facebook?
Yeah, we need.
Can I've been doing that lately.
Yeah, I see it. You're doing that. And I'm like, am I doing that? Or
It's not in an automatic connected.
Okay,
so
okay.
You have to do it separately.
Okay, so guys, we'll get that updated. Let's see. I walked around Times Square. It was like.
So the steam grates, yeah.
Yeah, and, and then I went down the subway thing, and Sarah did a video of me. I saw the skating rink. Okay, another place we went.
We got lost in Rockefeller Plaza. We couldn't get out. They wouldn't let us out.
I went to an Amish market that was, like...
on 9th Avenue?
I was obsessed. Like, it made... The fruit was...
Did you want to convert?
The fruit... Well, they're doing something, right?
Yeah.
Their fruit was amazing. They had, like, they had everything.
Yeah.
All the good stuff.
Yeah. I remember what I was going to say. With Jerry here, we were like, did he fly in specifically to see Ariana's performance? Or did he fly in because Bravo's like, get your ass to New York. We need to...
You need to meet with legal.
We need to find out everything you know. We need to know what there's footage of. What's there footage of James... pushing Kristen, was there footage of this and that? Yeah, I think he's
I would like to hear, like, from a legal perspective, I guess. Let's say that 100% Raquel knows there was that footage. Why do they have to keep it? It's like sometimes our storage on our podcast, like, if there's, like, a throwaway one that I know we're never going to want again, it's bogging all my stuff down. So, although we have backup storage, sometimes I'm like, or it's like a dumb intro that I, you know, I'm like, hey, guy, you know, like, I don't need that.
Yeah.
So, like, are they allowed to throw that on the cutting room floor, or is there, like, is it archived no matter what?
I mean, because, like, yeah, I don't know. I guess it's a standard of practice of what NBC Universal, which is a public company, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they probably have to adhere to certain standards of, like, keeping for HR issues.
Right.
Versus just a private company can be like, oh, we get rid of our security tapes once a week or every...
So let's say it's gone. They're like, producer Jerry's like, nope, sorry, like, that was on the cutting room floor. So then the only other thing they could say, they could bring... James and Raquel, anyone else that filmed with them and said, do you remember seeing that filmed? And then it would be not as good as obviously video proof.
Everyone's going to say, no, I don't remember.
Yeah.
But they did do that. They went back to Beverly Hills old tapes to observe everything Erica Jane.
Yeah.
To see if there's any indication if she was involved. So, maybe. I would guess that they would have some quota of retainment, like, that, you know, we must keep all raw footage for 3 years, or,
yeah,
you know, like, tax records or something.
Yeah.
But, so, I think he's here. He's probably going to see your show because he's here, but I think he was summoned to New York for this whole lawsuit thing.
I think he came because he heard we were here.
Yeah.
And he was like, huh. You know, let me surprise them. You know, I know that I've blocked them when I sailed around the world, but I'm back now, and I'll unblock them and grab a drink with them.
Yeah.
Talk about what I should do for season 12.
Yeah.
Okay, the first thing that I got finished after I went to Times Square was I went to Sephora for Ronnie's pop-up glow recipe thing, which was I walked in and... It was everything she told me to record. The first, when she called, and she's like, did you and Sarah take pictures in front of the glow recipe? I'm like, no, we're not going to have someone be like, here, like, you know, that grumpy girl at the front door. We're like, can you take our picture in front of the glow recipe bottle? So I'm like, no, I took a video for you, though. So we secured that, so that's done. We got pictures of, like, all of the signs of Ariana here in Times Square. am blown away. You know, like, you see Times Square on, like, TV and stuff, and you're like, oh, that's cool. It looks cool. But in person and out our window, I can't believe. It's, like, completely overwhelming to me. The buildings are so tall. The screens are so bright. There's so much advertisement in your face. The stores are, like, so mega. Massa. It's, like, everything is just mega.
I remember the Victoria's Secrets. It was, like, all couture. And I was like, where am I?
Right by us, there's a mega Cane's with, like, the cutest cane sauce and, like, chicken finger. Like, these I gotta take a picture of that and show you guys.
There's the Olive Garden and Applebee's. Jerry took a picture right outside the Applebee's.
There's a giant Taco Bell. There's a giant Disney store, which we don't have. We only have, like, one left in California.
FAO Schwartz, which there's none of those left either. There's M&M World. There's none of those left.
There's anymore. Hershey World.
All the stuff that used to be in Vegas that is no longer in Vegas.
Yeah.
But,
Oh, and also at the Amish place, I got a picture of a real hot cross bun. And I don't think I've ever seen one before.
And I've never eaten one.
Me neither.
My only frame of reference is, I told Holly, playing it on the recorder.
I bet a hot cross bun, fresh, like hot, with like some tea is good. Oh, and we went to this chapel, this church, this cathedral. I've seen it on TikTok a million times.
Yeah.
And it was...
famous Fifth Avenue.
It was a spiritual moment.
We saw like a mariachi band performing.
And it echoed through the...
And they were just about to start Mass.
Yeah, it was beautiful, beautiful.
The dude was up there, and then I lit a votive candle, and I did not pay for it. Is that bad mojo or bad karma, or is it them? They had barcodes, so you could Apple Pay and scan. Catholic Church has plenty of money. And were you going to pay for a prayer? That seems shady.
It was one votive for $3.
Yeah, I'm not doing it.
And then what else? It's been cool to see all of the, I also had this like grand picture in my head of like when you make it on Broadway, you're kind of in like these, I thought it was going to be a giant theater kind of like in Times Square, like these big screens. And it's, they're cuter little theaters. It's like
Pantages or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's little though.
Yeah.
What else?
Thank you for, who sent us the Magnolia Bakery. We passed by that several times.
Okay, we passed by it, and I think we just had breakfast, so we weren't hungry, but, like, when we got back to the room, if we've had to, like, come back to the room and I've had to charge my phone because it's almost dying, even though I have a recharger, and I looked up the Magnolia banana pudding, whatever, we have to get one. We'll split it. And we have to, like, it looks like ice cream.
Well, they probably have something else in there I'd like to, like, I don't know, cream puff or something, Claire or something.
But this is our famous thing.
Okay.
We'll all get it and then you can try it.
Yeah.
And I can try yours.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a couple other notes really quick. Oh, I hope this isn't, like, offensive. I saw this written on, like, a food place, and I was wondering what's awk food?
How do you spell it?
Like, O-C-K. Awk.
I don't know.
If anyone knows what that is, I saw it, like, on, it was, like, a little, like, cafe, and it's all awk food. So I didn't know what, I was like, huh.
Google it.
And then, let's see, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, McDonald's here uses paper straws. I was disappointed in that. It just, like, it doesn't, my soda doesn't taste good, it's not cold enough coming through paper. No. I saw where the Rockettes went. Mm-hmm. Go.
Radio City.
And, we went to,
Chelsea Market, which was so cool. Again, we had just ate at the place we're going to tell you about next, so we were full, but I could have eaten at, like, every single place in there. And then they have this chocolate bar, and we were just, like, admiring all the chocolates. I mean, they look so good.
I wish they had a place like that around where we live, because they had the cutest stuff for Easter, like Easter baskets made out of chocolate with little chocolate foil eggs in there. It was just cute, like a cute, like, happy spring.
But then they're like gourmet chocolates that you could just...
I could smell it.
Get one of. It looks so good. And we're just standing there staring, and the guy came up to us, and he's like, here, has some chocolate.
And then they had like this like grated up chocolate that they were making like true hot chocolate with. And I was like,
whoa. Have you seen the movie Chocolat?
I feel like I have.
Johnny Depp.
Yeah. Julia. Yeah. Yeah.
It makes me want to. But then I'll buy a bunch of chocolate.
Okay. So we're going to get into. Into what we did next.
Oh, wait. So the Chelsea Market was right next to the Gansevoort. So we went to the Gansevoort for you guys. Very. Not momentous, because I wanted to go to the bar by the elevators where Joe Gorga, Jennifer Aiden, and Melissa, they all, like, got in a fight and threw drinks and ice at each other, because that was, like, at the bottom of the elevators, because everyone was going to the rooftop to party, but it was very small, and there's a security guard, he's like, can I help you? And I was like, I'm just waiting for my friend. So that wasn't, like, thrilling, but that was also right next to the place where we went.
Oh my god, and we went to the Starbucks place.
Oh yeah, the Starbucks Reserve Roastery. That was so cool.
Oh my gosh.
If you guys come to New York and you're going on a date, I think that would be a great first date, because it's so lively, there's so much going on, there's so many different like little enclaves you can sit.
It was very vibey.
Yeah, and you could drink or you could have coffee. And
yeah, people were eating like awesome like flatbreads and drinks.
It was cool.
Were they making coffee, like, martinis?
Like, I have not seen one of those in Seattle, where they're freaking from.
It was really cool.
They should have one on, like, Beverly Hills or Newport.
Okay, so the crowning jewel of our trip so far was going to the Brass Monkey, where the alleged TRO attack happened.
Correct.
And... I mean, Sarah and I had been planning this since we planned this trip. We were like, this is it. And
it's on the exact day that it happened.
Yeah.
Before you come at me and say, no, Scandal can't happen March 1st. Yes, on the West Coast. Holly and I were there at Tom Tom on March 1st with Ariana, with Tom. And that happened after we left, and we were there till like 10. Which makes it, you know, after midnight in New York, which is where Sheena and Raquel were. So for Sheena and Raquel and the Brass Monkey, it was after midnight, which makes it March 2nd.
Literally, we don't even have to argue about it, because it's so close, and the fact that, like, we trekked over there to do this is just...
Yeah, because like, it wasn't close.
Not to pat ourselves on the back, but... After we were finished, I like looked at Sarah and I, who were drenched with water, and I was like, this is why we do what we do, and like why I'm so proud of our podcast. And, you know, like I'm already reading some comments that are pissing me off, but it's like, I don't even care, because this is what we do, and I'm freaking so proud of it.
It was pouring rain.
Pouring.
It's a mile and a half away, but
windy.
But it takes 30 minutes to go the mile and a half. Both ways we went, it took about 20, 30 minutes to go a mile and a half, and like $40 on an Uber.
And we are... You know, leaving a very lively area that we could easily have spent more time in to go over to this other area. So, anyways, we had a plan of what we wanted to do, what we wanted to show. And, again, I have to just, like, pat ourselves on the back, because I was telling Sarah, if either one of us, like, kind of put up a fight with the other one, like... If I was like, Sarah, look, like, my freaking hips hurt. I don't really feel like doing this, and I don't care. It's like, who cares? It's been a year. No one's even gonna, like...
We care.
She probably would have been like, okay. But it's the fact that both of us are so committed to, like, telling this story that, like, this is why we get shit done. Even when we just went to go see Ariana again, we're pretty, like, I would like to get my pajamas on and just, like, lay in bed and, like, chill and have fun tomorrow. But we both got up, we rallied, we got wet again to go over there. So I just so appreciate.
And I wore shoes. I only wear flip-flops, and I knew that wasn't going to fly here with all the, like, slippery pavement and pouring rain. So I wore shoes, and we ventured out.
Well, and okay, so Sarah played Raquel in this, in what we did at the Brass Monkey, which
also, can we also point out that I don't know of, we love our fellow content creators, but I don't know of one single content creator that would probably know the name of the bar where this happened outside of the two people that were there. Sheena and Raquel.
Yeah. So you guys heard me earlier on the, like the weeks before we were leaving, I was spiraling out of control. I listened to every podcast. I found every timeline, every picture, and they never mention it. But Sarah, with her fucking memory, she remembered that she heard it. And she's like, hold on, I think I know. Like, because I was like, Sarah, I'm about to drive my car off a cliff. Like, I've tortured Ronnie and Daisy with listening to Bethany, to Raquel. Like, we were listening to everything. And
we
she's
were just
like,
going to ask them.
I was just going to text them. And then I was like, she's like, hold on, let me just try one more. And boom, she got it. She remembered where it was. And then someone else DM'd us it too. So some people do know, but.
Well, a fan, well, not a content creator.
Well, I'm just saying
the listeners
that
know more than a lot of content creators.
Well, a lot of the, like, these reports are very serious. Like, they talk about what happened. After watch what happens, like, everything is laid out in the timeline except for where it happened. And it was very frustrating because it seems to me like that would be a pretty important part of the story.
And it seems to me, whether it's Rachel's side or Sheena's side, if you believe what you're saying, that yes, it happened and no, it didn't happen, there's one way to find out. And I know Sheena listens to, like, Forensic Files and true crime. My first instinct was, well, there's got to be security tapes. There's cameras everywhere this day and age.
And to that, I say, when this came out, when the news broke about the alleged attack, that's the first thing every single person said. Everyone said, was there cameras? Was there cameras? And I'm 99% sure they said, no, there wasn't. There was not. Not that, like, they were out there, but they weren't working. I thought they just straight up said no. So I am going to have to go back and confirm that. Mm. But when we got there, Sarah's like, oh, there's the camera and there's the camera. And so I just feel like I think that us as the viewers and as the fans of these girls' podcasts and everything they do, it's just nice to, like, not to, like, toot our own horn, but it's like the boots on the ground of it is like, here, you guys, like, here's what the cameras look like. Whether they work or not, like, that's not, I'm not the freaking camera operator, but it's interesting that
she
they're.
She asked the bartender if the cameras work.
I know. Damn it.
She did try to interview the bartender.
I did. I did talk to the bartender, and I said, you know, can you tell me about 1 year ago, a fight that happened out here where a girl was pushed against the brick, her head bashed into a brick wall, and her cell phone was thrown, and the guy looked at me and he was like, he's like, a year ago, he's like, I do remember something happening out there, but he's like, I'm gonna be honest with you, this place gets wild, like, a lot, and something happens here all the time. So for me to pinpoint a year ago is, like, kind of hard.
So since he said that, though, wouldn't you think that the cameras do work? Because shit pops off all the time. They need cameras.
I mean, wouldn't, if you owned an establishment, wouldn't you want to?
Especially because these fights usually involve security. So the restaurant wants the cameras to prove that their security didn't assault anyone unnecessarily. Right. So I believe the cameras work.
I don't know. Like, I'm just happy that we told, like, that we, like, showed the everyone, A, what the Brass Monkey looks like, B, what the cameras look like. From then, I mean, it's on them after that, but I think that we deserve to see that.
Yeah. And then,
Okay,
there were two different brick walls, but again, cameras on, we took pictures and showed you guys on Instagram in our videos, and we'll post this to Facebook and at Patreon if you can figure it out. Showing the cameras. So we did try to reenact it for you.
Yeah, so
what potentially could have happened.
Again, Sarah was Raquel, and you'll see some behind the scenes footage that we'll post, but she took one for the team wearing the Tom Tom shirt, so she looked like a little more ridiculous than I did.
Well, my body most resembles Raquel.
Oh, yeah, you're like so model-esque. Yes. No, it's true.
But you are petite like Sheena.
But
no, I had the Tom Tom shirt and I had the lightning necklace and I had the shorter hair. So that's there you go. That's it.
And I lost my cool when Raquel was talking to Ariana with my nails, and that's what I did. But, you guys, it was extremely difficult to shoot this in the pouring rain. My nails kept disintegrating off or blowing away in the wind.
And it was Sarah, on the Hudson River was right there, so we're getting that massive river wind.
And, like, and Sarah knocked her head on the brick wall, like, four times so we could get the right shot. The phone was absolutely, like, shattered.
And it came apart because we had, like, several takes where we threw it into the gutter.
And we, like, completely sacrificed our self-respect to everyone that was in that bar because we just went balls to the wall and did it. And they just stared.
And I'm wearing a blinged out Tom Tom shirt. I'm like, are we done? Can I? Thankfully, I brought a shirt to go over it. But then we realized we wanted to do a different take on something. And so then I had to take my shirt off. And everyone look at my stupid blinged out Tom Tom shirt.
Yeah.
Lightning bolt, whatever. With my lightning bolt necklace.
Yeah, it was funny.
I thought, oh my gosh, we have to get back to the hotel and change because I'm not going to go greet Ariana wearing the Tom Tom shirt and a lightning bolt necklace. Can you imagine? She'd be like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. But overall, like, I called my mom and I was like, I'm like already so satisfied with my trip. Like, we got so much done today. And tomorrow we're doing Central Park. We're doing Ariana's show, so there's, like, so much, and like, I'm going in on the food, so.
Yeah.
I'm so excited, and, like, I will get a picture with a rat.
With a rat?
I'm gonna selfie with a rat.
Oh, man.
But, I also just wanted to say, you guys, we are so still, like, I was talking to Sarah about, like,
grateful.
How grateful and blown away we are by your guys' support of our Buy Me a Coffee. We still are going to do a photo of, like, showing us with, like, a you know, something that we're buying together that your guys' funds have gone to.
And the Patreon.
And the everything. Like, we're just, like, absolutely blown away. But you guys,
I'll show you the Uber receipts.
Yeah, and like, I like the fact that you guys are buying one coffee is amazing, but some of you are buying like 5, 10, like, I'm, yeah, like, it's just like
crazy.
So thank you so much, and we hope you guys continue to follow along with our journey.
I mean, I'm blown away because like one coffee is more than a monthly fee of our Patreon.
I know.
And it, you don't get anything exchanged for the coffee. No, it just shows
like, it shows that you guys care, and, like, that it means so much to us. Really, really, it does.
Yes.
So, follow along for more. We have, like, exciting content for tomorrow planned, and if there's anything else you want to see, like, DM us. We had a hard time even editing the TikToks we just, or the Instagrams we just did, so, but we will try. And, like, today I wanted to do, have you guys seen that TikTok where the girl's like, everybody says I'm a good girl, officer, and she does it in front of, like, NYPD. I wanted to do it so bad, but I was, like, scared to ask. And the one girl who, like, went viral with it, the guy was so, he was, like, the best looking cop I've ever seen. And the one that I saw was, like, you know, he was like, he looked all mad, you know. Oh, and you guys, when I bought the Sephora stuff for Ronnie, the girl who was, like, the checkout girl was rude.
Yeah, Holly commented to me. She's like, I see what you mean, like, how people don't really say hi here. Because normally we're used to, hi, how are you doing today? How's your day going?
Well, and I caught myself...
Did you find everything okay?
I caught myself a couple of times being like, stop smiling. Because I could tell it was kind of pissing people off. Like, but I'm like, I'm walking around, you know, I'm like, Holly, even on the airplane, I'm like, every time someone would walk down the aisle and I thought they were going to sit by me, like, I was smiling. I'm like, I don't want them to sit by me, so why am I even being nice by smiling?
Oh my God, we are called out by a guy on the street, you know, selling his CDs. He's like, hey... He's like, take my CD and put it in your milk and make some chocolate milk. I was like, what? Okay. But anyway, so we were walking back. Like, we do not know what's going on. He's like, hey, California, come on, say hello, California.
Well, yeah, so he said something to Sarah when we walked by. And then when we walked by again, he goes, oh, you're back, California. And I like looked at Sarah and I quickly looked at her outfit because I'm like, she, or maybe like her bag says California, like something sticking.
Like normally I would be in flip flops, but no.
So we, yeah.
Even furry boots, leggings, a puffer coat, and a long shirt.
It's not like we weren't wearing coats or something. Like
Holly looks like a New Yorker. She's in a black puffer coat with black leggings and black boots and. We look very New Yorker.
Yeah, I was like, obviously we're not fitting in like I thought we were.
When I came in high school with my best friend, and I was like, I'm street smart. I've been around the world. And so I'm like, and we were staying in Hell's Kitchen back when it truly was Hell's Kitchen. And I'm like, do not make eye contact. We're just going to storm down the street with a purpose, a strong stride. So we're like cruising down and like these guys would stop and like, hey, baby, hey, baby. And like, they go, oh, I like your calves. And she would turn around. She'd be like, oh my gosh, thank you. That's so nice. And then like she'd say hi to every guy we passed that... I'm like, don't look, let's keep going. And she was so fucking friendly.
That's so funny.
But I was really blown away because I think I have that non-approachable, like, I think I can, you think I'm a local. And since I wasn't wearing flip-flops, I don't know how he knew we were from California. I'm not even tan right now.
I don't know. It was just funny that he was, like, messing with you.
Like,
both times.
I feel like maybe he's an angel.
Maybe.
Maybe he's a psychic.
Yeah.
Maybe I want to go back and get that. Make some chocolate milk.
Yeah, get some.
His words, not mine.
Yeah, he said that. He said something else before, too, that was crazy.
You know, maybe it's like touched by an angel. It's like angels come in different forms.
Yeah, that's right.
That's noted. If I see him tomorrow.
Yeah, you take that CD.
I don't know where I would play a CD.
I know. I saw it down there. It's like, if someone gives you a disc, you do not have to tip them. Did you see that? There's like warnings all over the place. And I was like, who's going to get a disc? Like a disc?
So. Like, how about a little piece of paper? Here's my playlist. Go check it out.
Yeah, here you...
And here's my barcode.
Yes!
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
We should do that.
I noticed when I was in Nashville and we went to places... because no one has, it's like, I feel like valets get screwed these days.
Yes.
And I've asked valets several times, I'm like, do you have a barcode or something? And, because, you know, I'm always like, I like to have cash, but now with this new world, there are times I don't. And I'm like, I can't not tip you. And he's like, yeah, don't worry about it. I'm like, no, what's your Venmo? But in Nashville, I noticed, because, you know, people play and you're like, yeah. Guitar, you yeah. Throw the money in.
Yeah.
But now they all have the barcodes.
That's awesome.
Yeah. It's still not the same, though.
Well, and I feel like...
Because people can just pretend they're doing it.
Yeah, but I also feel like when you Venmo, like, you might be able to, like, tip with cash for, like, $2 and, like, wrinkle it up and hand it to them. With Venmo, you almost, like, have to do five, yeah. At least,
true,
you know?
True,
so smart.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's get to this fantastic interview.
Yes. You guys, we have a real treat for you.
Well, thank you to all of us. A lot of you sent this to us because, you know, our special connection we have with Peter and how much he loves us and how much, you know, we reciprocate that love. And, I mean, and for real.
No, seriously.
He thinks we're making fun of him and we are honoring him.
Well, and I actually, like, take offense to that because truly we've bent over backwards for Peter. And we have promoted him when no one else was.
Yeah. People forgot about him.
Yeah, and we never did.
Never did.
Never.
Yeah.
He was always number one to us. Okay, so let's, so we're going to.
This is an interview Jenny from Bravo and Blaze did with Peter Madrigal.
And as soon as we laid eyes on it, we just knew that we had to stop our time in New York to deliver a reading.
For two reasons. First of all, a lot of you sent it to us, so you know it's very relevant for us. Secondly, I was just reading a couple of the clips to Holly, and she's like, wait, keep going. Keep going. It was, like, so entertaining for us that I just kept reading and reading to her, like, story time. And
yeah, so listen to this and buckle up and just enjoy this ride that Peter takes you on, because there's no one like him, and we have to treasure this.
Well, the moments that we once had, because they're gone now.
Yeah. It's like Kelly Clarkson's A Moment Like This, and that's how I feel about this. Like, it actually brings me about the same joy, and I love that song.
Well, it's kind of like we never had a chance to say goodbye. He said he's gone forever, and we didn't get that closure.
Do you think Peter has been here to Times Square? Like, has he ever been invited to, like...
No, BravoCon? Like, no.
BravoCon, Watch What Happens Live, anything?
Oh, that's sad.
That's, you know, he really... Okay, let's read this.
How about the starter pony, or when he was pursuing Raquel? Like, Andy, you could have thrown him, like, a quick little trip.
Well, he's always been asked to do the reunions, and he serves the shots.
But that's in L.A.
But still, that's something. But yeah,
Not lately.
Not lately. Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm going to be reading...
Jenny.
I'm going to be Jenny, and Sarah is going to do Peter. I don't think anyone is... Okay. Whatever. Sarah does a great Peter voice, so just sit back and enjoy.
But now I'm on the spot and there's a lot of pressure, so don't be like, she doesn't really sound like it. Okay, so anyways. Disclaimer.
You've been a staple in this Vanderpump universe. Where are we going to see you? What's going on?
No, you will not be seeing me.
How is that possible? You are part of Vanderpump Rules.
I'm one of the biggest staples there. I mean, like, I'm still at Sir, but for the most part, but yeah, I'll be there tomorrow night as of this recording. But yeah, I'm one of the biggest staples there at Sir, so go figure.
Can you give us more insight? Was that by your choice, or is that from the show?
No, it was not by my choice. I mean... I guess it was my choice, in a sense. I guess it was by my choice. So basically, my choice was to come back to the show. To come back to the show for free, or not do it. And that's basically what happened, okay? So I've been getting paid on this show since the inception of the show.
Yeah.
And then they asked me, you know... Do it for free.
They actually specifically and explicitly said for free?
No, they didn't say for free. But yeah, they didn't have it in the budget. Any payment for me in the budget. So that's the reason I was like, well, you know what? I'm not coming back.
Well, good for you. I wouldn't be there if I wasn't getting paid. I cannot believe that. I'm like... floored by that news, because you are, we keep saying it, but you really are a staple of this show.
Here's the thing, Jenny. I've been waiting a long time to say this, and I've been wanting to say it for a while. But yeah, that's exactly what happened. I got the phone call. They basically said, we want you back, but we're not going to be able to pay you. That's it. I was like, well, I'm not coming back.
Okay, and scene. We have to talk about this for a second.
Yeah.
Holy ish.
And I'm not, like,
he does say, but yeah, my choice. I was like, wait, okay, you said, it was a little Sandoval-ish energy for me.
Well, because he's panicking telling it, because he's spiraling as he's telling it, and let me tell you.
He gets mad.
Let me tell you, I think he has, a right to be mad.
Yeah.
And
that's so insulting.
The fact that they told him, there's no money in the budget for you, but we just gave Sandoval a raise.
Like $1 million raise, and Raquel, and we offered a huge amount too.
I could maybe get on board with this if he played no part in Sandoval, but he played a little bit of comedy relief, and they should be more grateful for that. Where did the budget go this season? To freaking Graham?
And they didn't replace the budget that they had for Raquel that she declined. So they had an extra $400,000 to play with, or five.
It's just such a slap in the face.
They could have given him 50 and he would have been happy.
Hey, Sarah, can you come in? Like, you've been paid a little. We have nothing left. We want you there, though. We appreciate you, but unfortunately, there's nothing. This is giving the energy of the poor guy on, is it Office Space, when they're like, we're going to go ahead and move your desk down to the basement, and we're going to take that beautiful stapler you have.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
And you're... Yes.
And you're still going to manage Sir constantly, but we're not going to use you, and we're going to toss you into the Sir Alley.
They're consistent. We've seen them almost single-handedly ruin someone's life and reputation, and pay them peanuts.
True.
And then not give them an opportunity for a redemption arc.
And continue to talk about them throughout the next season.
It's gross. I actually would super be offended if I was Peter as well. It's insulting. It's a slap in the face.
I'm kind of glad, like, I'm happy he spoke out about it.
Yeah.
Just because it's just always interesting to get an insight into what production is thinking and what they're spending money on. And
they had the budget. Raquel didn't come. Don't get Sandoval as much.
Or, I don't know.
He's still going to join.
I don't know. Maybe, like, tone down the Tahoe rental. How much that shit cost? You know? Did they spend it, like...
Yeah.
Like, was Lisa's wolf freaking photo shoot in that budget?
And it's not like they're, like, spending an arm and a leg on Katie and Ariana scenes. They're filming off a Go phone in their car. That's free. There's not even a producer in the car.
Well, they did have to film a shit ton of fake scenes in the opening to make it look like their restaurant was open. They had to hire actors. They had to, you know what I mean? Like, when Chad saw the intro and, like, he's behind on, like, what's going, and he's like, oh, so the sandwich shop is open. Like, it's literally open in the opening. I'm like, no, that was fake. It's supposed to be, but it's not. Okay, let's move.
I was listening to a podcast that Schwartz was on, and the person said, because he said, you know, it's doing better than ever. Yes, you guys, you heard her first. Schwartz and Sandy's is doing better than ever. They're not closing. And he said they're switching up the menu, you know, changing or adding more drinks and food. I'm not going to do the voice. Are you going to have sandwiches there? And he's like, what do you mean, like a collab with something about her? I don't think that would happen. Like, why would you ask that question? In what world would Katie and Ariana want to work with Tom and Tom in a collab? That was the dumbest question I've ever heard.
One more thing. Like, maybe let's not pay a location fee for the Toms to go look for overpriced hats and pants for Tahoe.
Yeah.
How about that? How about we
clear out the store?
How about we don't buy expensive ash drones to shoot Sandoval laying spread eagle on a rock in Tahoe?
I mean, and Sheena and Brock didn't have to have that fight in a rented out bikini shop either.
How about we don't do a freaking soak in the soaking tub with Sandoval and Billy Lee?
Oh yeah, at the commercial place.
Yeah,
like there was that last, and they already did that last year with Brock.
How about we don't bring in the screaming therapy that's coming up next episode? See, this is why, if Jerry could just meet with us, and we could, like, let's lay out the budget, the storyboards, and we could assist.
Peter, and we can start a GoFundMe. I fully support it.
Oh, I don't need that. I can't do the voice at all.
Well, it's a matter of respect. It doesn't matter if he needs the money, wants the money. It's just, it's a level of respect. All right.
Okay, now we're going to move on to...
Rachel apologizing to Peter.
Okay, so here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
What are your feelings post-Scandoval towards Rachel?
So, funny story. She did apologize. She apologized to me last month, back in January. At the beginning of January, she apologized. I can read it to you if you want. I have it right here. I can do that.
Oh, let's see.
Let's see. Oh, okay, let's see. There's a lot going on in this episode with you, Jenny.
Were you expecting a text from her?
No. So, it happened on Tuesday morning at 7:16 a.m. on January the 16th.
That's pretty early.
So, she said... Do I do Raquel's voice or Peter's voice? Hey, Peter. I wanted to apologize for calling you. I have to point out, Rachel talks very eloquently now on our podcast, so...
It really has improved.
Let me just do old Raquel.
It comes through sometimes, but she's trying.
Yes, but I'll do old Raquel for entertainment purposes.
Okay.
I wanted to apologize for calling you a starter pony on Watch What Happens Live. It wasn't cool of me to say that. I never meant to hurt your feelings. I hope you... No, you're such a good person to go on a date with post-breakup with James, and I wouldn't have wanted to cry on anyone else's shoulder. You were someone I trusted to get back in the dating world. That's what I meant by starter pony, which I think that was nice of her to do.
Yes.
Peter.
Which I can see now, you know, but at the time, it was like, because at the time when it happened... That's when everything broke. You know what I mean? So, I kind of was like, no, you don't. But anyway, I hope you're doing well, and I hope work is good. And I responded, thank you, Rachel, for acknowledging that, and I accept your apology. I'm doing exceptional this dry January. I'm focused on my health and wealth, and I hope you're healthy and happy as well.
And scene.
Okay.
And so I liked it had like a full circle moment on that, and I don't think Raquel had to apologize. Rachel had to apologize, but
I think she's like closing up loose ends, kind of like a 10-step program. Maybe she's going through in a mental health sort of way.
Yeah, and I truly don't think that she thought that comment like deeply wounded Peter, but. If you listen to him talk on multiple platforms, it was very upsetting to him, and he was very angry.
I always understood what she meant by it. She didn't mean it as an insult.
No.
I mean, she laughed because it was like a joke that she went on a date with him, but I don't think she meant to hurt his feelings or meant it like he was a joke. She meant it like she was warming up, getting back into the dating world, but then he took it as like, oh, I'm only good enough to rev girls up, and then a real man comes in, but... That's not what she meant.
Well, and she has since explained also that she was, like, really trying to impress production and, you know, like, they...
Yeah.
It was kind of, like... was, like, mutually beneficial for both of them. He got time, she got time.
Well, they
and then
made her... Their date, as we've always said,
was
in March, and it fizzled. Nothing happened after it. Production got wind. They're like, we're going to need you to recreate this date. So... It was production. She was influenced by it. She wants to please them. They finally made her a main character. You're going to do what your bosses want you to do.
Okay, next up we have a comment on the Valley. And this one I thought was...
A gem.
Yeah, it made me LOL. So let's get started. What are your thoughts on the upcoming show, The Valley, starring Brittany, Jax, and Kristen Doty? There's some other new people.
Yeah, it looks like garbage. Looks like trash. I'm just like, I saw it and I was all like, are they serious right now? Yeah, it doesn't, I don't know. Who's the target audience for that? Who are they going for?
I might watch it. I don't know.
So I guess it's not for me. It's not for my. It's not something I'm going to go out and watch. I just don't like. I don't like the way it looks. It's just. It doesn't appeal to me.
And. So I find it funny that Peter thinks that the valley looks like trash.
And garbage. Which we see a lot of today on the street.
Yeah. Okay, you guys, one more thing about New York. I did not know that okay, let's say that I own a business, that I just bag up my trash and throw it on the sidewalk. And in a bag, not in a trash can.
In a bag.
And it just sits there in a pile. Everyone has little piles of trash in front of
them. Yeah, we have, like, if anything is outside of the trash can or dumpster, it will not, I mean, you know, yeah.
Yeah, that was shocking. And I'd like to report, I've smelled, I think, the smell of New York. I've got a couple of whiffs. But.
Look how foggy and steamy it is now. I bet it'll be crisp, clear air
tomorrow.
Yeah,
I think tomorrow's going to be, like, popping, yo.
So, yeah, that was a fun interview. I'm glad he got to vent.
I hope Peter doesn't take offense to this, but, like, I feel like after these last couple days, we needed a little bit of comedy relief. And Peter, that's going to insult him. But, like, he's really good at that.
It's funny because he doesn't care about just throwing, looks like garbage, it looks like trash, like, it's funny because you're just being unfiltered with your opinion, so that can be funny.
Yeah.
And then also, like, good for him for, like, no, I won't be filming then. Because that's such a fucking slap in the face and an insult.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel a little bit all over the place. I just thought it was entertaining.
Too. It was. So, thank you for that. And, yeah, so, again, you guys, follow along with our adventures. We're gonna, like, you know, turn down right now and cozy in and get some sleep after our red-eye flight, and we're going to be going full bore tomorrow.
Yeehaw! Have not seen the naked cowboy out there, though.
No.
It's a little chilly.
I don't want to see it because I feel like it's, like, cruel, but I also would like to see the horse carriage just because it's, like, a staple of, like, it's, like, something you see. I did see, like, it was looking a little Hollywood Boulevard down in Times Square with, like, some, like, the janky, like, Elmo and Mickey Mouse characters.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man was, like, really upset. He was, like, all, you know, he was, like, slumped over. He must have not been making good tips. But, like, I'm looking down, like, right now, I'm, like, do I want to go get a dessert right now and bring it back up and, like, take a shower and get in my jammies, or am I going to let that pass? There's this Junior's Cheesecake across from us, and, like, I kind of keep thinking about it. There's a gelato place out there, and it looks
and
like
there's all these, like, bakeries and chocolatier places.
And everything's still popping right now. But it's, like, to strap our shoes on that are still wet.
I was thinking about it. I may, but only because I've had my...
Yeah. Well, I might be able to rally, too, so...
But I have, And some red vines, and I have some Welch's fruit snacks.
And that is, like, thanks to the podcast, because every time I feel like I'm, like, hitting a wall and, like, I'm too tired to go on, I podcast and I get, like, this energy
kick. I know. It takes me a while to wind down after.
Yeah, now I'm, like, I want to keep talking. And
sometimes I'm napping until you're ready, and then I'm like, yeah, I'll just go right back to bed, but then I'm too wired. I'm like, and I end up staying up till 2.
Yeah, or you feel like, I can't do it, I'm too tired, and then it jolts you awake.
So now I just, like, yep, I can do it, because even if I intended on going to bed early, I'm like, I actually know the second I start talking, I'll be totally fine,
and then we always feel so accomplished getting it out, yes. Because it's like, yes, we did it, and now we can talk about new stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. All right, cool. Well, thanks you guys for everything. Your patronage.
Thank you.
And we'll be back with more. Bye.
Bye.